AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump reset his deadline for Iran from Monday to today to either cut a deal or reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iran's state-run IRNA news agency reported yesterday that the country rejected the latest ceasefire proposal. Shortly after, Trump gave an ominous warning and suggested today's 8 p.m. deadline was final. And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Iran is calling for human chains around power plants as this deadline nears.
Facing a looming U.S. deadline, Iran's president says that 14 million Iranians, including himself, have volunteered to sacrifice their lives in the war. President Masoud Pezeshkian made the comments on X on Tuesday, just ahead of President Donald Trump's deadline to bomb up power stations in the country and bridges if it doesn't loosen its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's home to around 90 million people. Many remain angry at the government over its bloody crackdown on nationwide demonstrations, and the 14 million figure likely is aimed at trying to dissuade the promised American bombing campaign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel carried out new attacks on Iran today, while Iran fired missiles at Israel and Saudi Arabia. In other news, the Artemis II spacecraft completed its record-breaking trip around the moon. The four crew members were treated to never-before-seen views of the moon's far side. They're set to splash down back on Earth Friday. The University of Michigan won the men's college basketball national title, beating UConn 69-63. Celebrating students filled the streets of Ann Arbor after the game. Rapper Offset was shot yesterday and is stable, according to a spokesperson for the Migos rapper. The spokesperson said he's being treated at a hospital and being closely monitored. This is AP News. Savannah Guthrie returned to the anchor desk yesterday. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani has the story.
Savannah Guthrie has returned to NBC's Today Show anchor desk for the first time since her mother's disappearance.
Pretty shot of the sun coming up. Good morning. Welcome to today on this Monday morning. We are so glad you started your week with us, and it is good to be home.
Yes, it is good to have you back at home.
Well, here we go. Ready or not, yeah. Let's do the news.
Yes, so good to have you back. All right.
Guthrie is one of morning television's most recognizable faces and has been a Today host since 2012. There has been no sign of 84-year-old Dancy Guthrie since she was reported missing from her Arizona home on February 1st. Authorities continue to believe she was abducted in the middle of the night, but they have not released any new evidence in weeks. Audio courtesy of NBC News Today. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.